proclamation number 4624, dated the April 28, 1949.
Spiritual concentration before acceptance. Strict self-criticism.
You must first create a spiritual focal point before you are able to accept my word. This part has to be observed, otherwise earthly thoughts will still stop the spiritual influx by coming to the fore and being accepted, although with serious aspirants they are only briefly disruptive because the powers of light assert themselves and prevent the earthly world from exerting a strong influence on the person. That is, they soon direct his thoughts to the spiritual realm. Thus it can indeed cause minor discrepancies, vague definitions or indistinct and poorly worded sentence structures which, however, are of no importance and thus do not devalue or make the great spiritual knowledge appear dubious in any way. Yet care should always be taken only to regard a proclamation as such if the spiritual bond has been established whereby the recipient has therefore totally detached himself from earthly experiences. You are still too much under the influence of the world. Consequently, your thoughts still revolve around matter. You are still too preoccupied with worldly things and therefore cannot always liberate yourselves from spiritually meaningless notions and traditions, but you will always have to break down a barrier first, i.e., you must leave everything behind you in order to stay in the spiritual kingdom, and the more liberated and carefree you enter it, the more receptive you will be for the treasures which are offered to you there. However, the separation of spiritual knowledge from earthly notions will come easy to you, and therefore you can unhesitatingly endorse the truth of that which was imparted to you, and you need not take offense to that which is spiritually irrelevant. Therefore you will not spread error. You should only ever scrutinize yourselves as to whether and when you are prepared to receive my word, that is, when is the inner contact established so that you can hear me myself? I know of your will and take account of it, therefore I protect everyone who wants to be of service to me and in complete desire for truth appeals to me for the same. And for this reason you can unreservedly accept what you are offered in this form. Amen.